Axis Mundi.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
You can see what Capitol Police were up against.
Satanic magic that they practice in Hollywood.
So China's feeding on us.
Zombies that are on the earth.
Because he thought they had serpent DNA.
Nancy can't handle the presidency. She loves to drink blood.
This is a reptilian species.
Under the guise of I'm an LGBTQ educator.
Satan's controlling the church.
This is a book that everyone should get. Kind of a horror book about something beyond man.
My revenge has just begun.
How does QAnon echo Dracula? How did Rudyard Kipling back the blue? And how is War of the Worlds playing out today? Join me, Lucas Kwong, and straight white American Jesus for Monster in the Mirror, a limited podcast series on the gothic genesis of Christian nationalism in late Victorian fantastic fiction. If you're into monsters in Victorian literature, or if you're worried about the anti-democratic forces wielding violence in the name of propping up a crumbling Christian empire, this podcast is for you. First episode drops Halloween 2022.
Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in a partnership with the CAP Center, UCSB. And I have today a friend, a colleague, somebody who we are just super excited not only to have here today, but to be making a series that will be dropping 1 week from now, and that is Dr. Lucas Kwong. So, Lucas, thank
you
for joining
me. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
So, I think both of us are pumped. I think you're probably a little tired because you're like putting some finishing touches on episode.
Yeah.
But hey, let's talk about what you're doing and the series you're going to make, you have made for Straight White American Jesus. And then it's called Monster in the Mirror. And it's really kind of like brings your expertise as an academic together with your activism and all that. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, let's just say, hey, 60 seconds. What's this podcast series about?
Well, in a nutshell, the podcast is based on the contention that Christian nationalism, you know, is not just a policy or a set of policies. It's not just a network of material actors. It's a story. And as a story, it belongs to a genre. Now, you could parse that several ways, but as a Victorianist, I see that genre as a gothic fantasy. And the reason I say that, particularly of Victorian gothic fantasy, is its preoccupation with monsters. Monsters who specifically threaten white Christendom. A particular version of white Christendom that is modern, that has sort of declined. The Victorians were obsessed with decline, even though decline didn't actually kick in. Now that decline has set in to some extent for white Christendom, what I call the Victorian nightmare machine has been revived amongst the right. And it's not necessarily a matter of, you know, Donald Trump reading Dracula for ideas on how to mislead the masses or anything like that, but it's simply that these tropes, the vampire, the alien, you know, the androgynous shapeshifter, are so deeply embedded in our cultural consciousness that in times of decline and particularly identity crisis for white Christians, especially in the United States, those tropes have come roaring back to life.
It's amazing stuff. And one of the things that I love about this is I think, you know, we've talked on our show about white Christian nationalism as a cultural identity. And that really follows kind of Perry and Whitehead and their work. We've talked about how it is a way to view our country as undergoing a kind of decline. And there's this sense of nostalgia for the past and a sense of apocalyptic future. But I've never heard anyone talk about it like you just did, which is as a story that's part of a genre. And I think that's really compelling because it places the kinds of things that I talk about in the show all the time that, you know, all the people that we have on the show and whose books we read, it places all of this in a larger context that goes back even further, I think, than many people would expect. So we want to, you know, kind of, I want to ask about all the pieces that went into this. And the first place I want to start is really with your activism. And this is kind of starting at the present, because you've been working on an open letter that tries to combat Christian xenophobia, xenophobia, and so on. And so would you mind telling those listening about your open letter and the work you've done to combat Asian hate during the pandemic?
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.